White House protests Biden subpoenas as nasty personal smears. By Wendell Hasebo on November 9, 2023. The White House immediately objected on Wednesday to House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, issuing subpoenas for the Bidens to testify under oath in December, calling the subpoenas nasty personal smears. The subpoenas represent the next step in the House impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. The president claims he was never in business with the Biden family despite evidence otherwise. Comer subpoenaed Hunter and James Biden, along with family associate Rob Walker, to testify under oath. Comer wants to question Walker, who generally has been acting as a surrogate for H. Hunter, around the country and abroad pursuing opportunities, about his receipt of a $3 million payment, which in turn was split between four Biden family members, Hunter, James, Hallie, and an unidentified Biden. Comer also asked whistleblowers Tony Bobulinski and several family members to appear before the committee without a subpoena. Related, Alex Marlowe, the Bidens are absolutely a crime family. The family members include Sarah Biden, James Biden's wife, Hallie Biden, widow of Beau Biden and Hunter Biden's former lover, Elizabeth Secondy, Hallie Biden's sister, and Melissa Cohen, Hunter Biden's current wife. They're all private citizens, Ian Sams, White House spokesperson posted on X. He won't be, but Comer should be ashamed of desperately resorting to nasty personal smears like this. Comer's Wednesday subpoenas come after he issued subpoenas for James and Hunter Biden's bank records in September. The Bidens complied with Comer's subpoena. The bank records revealed evidence against Joe Biden, including direct financial links between the Biden family business and Joe Biden. Evidence found by the impeachment inquiry against Joe Biden is growing. The evidence is here and here. Follow Wendell Hasebo on X @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.